The game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, Gary Kroger. Hello, everyone. And welcome once again to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes. And right now, let's meet today's player.
Scott, I love staying in haunted houses, and I need some big bucks for some scary trips.
Hi, I'm Sharon. I'm a professional party giver, and I'm here to win big bucks.
Hi, I'm Miss Allen from Winona, Minnesota. I drink about a gallon of milk a day, and I need some moolah.
Players, great to have all three of you here. The question, of course, are you ready to press your luck now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to get things started by giving each of you $1,000. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on that big board that you see behind me there. It is loaded down with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gym car. If you want to drive away in the gym car, yes, indeed. All you need to do is land on the gym space here in round one and the car space in round three, and you need to win the game, and the car is all yours. Nice, huh? All right. Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. And I'll show you how the prize thing works just like this. Ready? Stop. There you go, a tool set. That would be worth $260 to you. But please do be careful of that dreaded whammy. They are up there. You land on the whammy to come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the rest of the first round here. Now, the strategy in the first round is to take as many spins as you dare to take without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're either afraid of the whammy or if you think maybe you've already earned enough to win the round, all right? The player that's in the lead here at the end of the first round has the big advantage in our final round, and the player in the lead at the end of the game is our big winner and the only one who gets to keep all the cash and all the prizes ever. We did a drawing backstage to determine who would go first here. Scott, that's you, starting off with $1,000. Let's go ahead and put the big board in motion, see what you can add to that, all right?
All right, all right. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. Oh, Scott, a whammy.
All rise for Judge Whammy.
I don't want to hear about your money problems.
Dismissed.
Scott, let's hope you got that out of your system right out of the gate there, all right? You are out of this first round, certainly not out of the game. Sharon, Michelle, just between the two of you, two ladies now. Sharon, we'll come to you. You've got $1,000. Let's put the board in motion for you, see what you can add to that.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks, no whammies. Let's go. Stop.
Stop, and a hot air balloon ride valued at $375, Sharon. Very nice. And we go down to Michelle. Michelle, here comes your first spin.
All right, big bucks, no whammies.
Stop, and an electronic dartboard, and that is worth $269. Now, Sharon, Michelle, what we have to do now that we've made it down the line once here is put some more whammies on the board. Yes, indeed. Scott, out of this round, Sharon, we come back to you currently in first place. What you want to do, freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck. Okay, let's go. Big bucks, no whammies, stop!
Stop, and a security system. Sharon, that's worth $200, $1,575, your new total now. Michelle, second place with $1,269. What you want to do? Freeze or press your luck?
Oh, I'm going to press my luck.
Let's go.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $1,000. Michelle hitting big bucks right there. $2,269 puts you in first place, and it means we need to put more whammies up on the board now, so take that into consideration, Sharon. As you let me know if you want to freeze with $1,575 or press your luck.
I'm going to press my luck. Okay, let's go. Big bucks. Let's go.
Stop at $300, Sharon. $1,875 down to Michelle in first place. What would you like to do? Freeze and take that into the final round with you?
I got to go.
Oh, she wants more. Okay.
Big bucks. No whammies. And stop.
Stop at $1,250. Big bucks again for Michelle. Twice in a row, and that brings you up to $3,519, Michelle.
All right.
More whammies coming on the board now. They don't seem to be bothering the two of you, ladies. Sharon, $1,875 is where you are. What would you like to do? Freeze or press your luck?
All right. Okay, let's go. I need some big bucks. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at his and her bathrobes, and they are worth $300, Sharon. Nice bathrobes for you. Michelle, how about it? You going to go for three in a row with the big bucks there, or you want to freeze with $3,519?
I think I'll freeze.
You got to freeze? All right, you will take that money into the final round. $3,519. We'll find out if that's enough to give you the advantage. But, Sharon, we're going to come back to you right after we add more whammies to the board here. You currently trail Michelle by right around $1,400 or so. What would you like to do? Freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to go for it.
You got to go for it, all right?
All right, let's go, let's go. I need some big bucks. No whammies, big bucks.
Stop. Oh, no whammies, Sharon. Not what you wanted there, was it, Sharon? All right, at the end of round one, Scott, a whammy with $0. Sharon, a whammy with $0. And Michelle, frozen with $3,519. You'll take that into the final round where you will have the advantage. And we will come back with our question round to see who's going to rack up some big spins for big bucks right after this. To Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Let's take a couple moments to get to know these fine players right here that are playing for the big bucks. Scott, we'll start with you. You have to tell me about staying at haunted houses.
Oh, well, I have not seen a ghost yet, but I like to go to these haunted houses, and you spend the night, you hear some strange things, but...
Have you seen anything creepy, or is it just all...
Well, my wife will tell you that one time I thought I saw something, but she thinks I was...
I understand. Yeah, well... That'll tend to do it. Yeah. Scott, good to have you here. Good luck to you today. Hope you have a good time. And I hope you don't sense anything creepy going on around here. If you do, please let me know so we can run, okay?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Sharon, you wanted that hot air balloon ride. I saw you get all excited over it, but the whammy took it right away from you.
I know, huh?
What was he thinking? Now, you're a party giver. You love throwing big events?
Yes, I do.
What kind of events do you plan?
Actually, what I do is, let's say, for example, you invite some people over to your home and I sell a product and I come into your home with that product, show you how to use it, things like that, and you get a shopping spree.
Oh, how about that? Well, I'm a big fan of those.
Okay, great. Yeah,
they're good. Sounds nice. Well, we hope you have a little spree of your own here on the big board coming up in the next round. Good luck in this round. And Michelle. Michelle from Minnesota, you drink a gallon of milk a day?
Yes, I used to drink a gallon, but now it's a little bit more like 3/4 gallon.
Wow. Well, it seems to be keeping the whammy away. That's a good thing.
Yes.
I put
a hex on them.
And very good strategy in that first round. You knew when to freeze there. Do you have strategy going into the final round here? A little bit later on?
No, not really. We'll
just
see
go
what
for
happens.
It.
Yep.
All right, good. Well, players, it's great to have you three here. You're a great bunch. Great bunch indeed. A party planner, a haunted house stayer, and a... milk drinker. What more could we ask for? I tell you what we're going to do is give you each a chance to earn some spins to take into our final round here. Of course, the more spins you pick up in this question round, the better chance you have on winning the final round. This is how the game works here in this question round. I will throw a question out to you. The first player to buzz in gets to answer that question. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. And remember that a correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple choice answer will get you one spin, okay? All right, here comes the first question. Players, every 4 years, this sport holds its World Cup tournament. Name it.
Scott. I'll say soccer.
Is it soccer, hockey, or rugby? Sharon?
Soccer.
Soccer.
It is indeed soccer, yes. Scott, that's three spins for you. Sharon, a spin for you for agreeing with Mr. Scott there. Michelle, a spin for you as well. Next question. In his famous inaugural address, what president said, "Ask not what your country can do for you"? Scott.
JFK.
Ask what you can do for your country. Was it John F. Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Abraham Lincoln? Sharon?
John F. Kennedy.
Michelle?
Kennedy.
Sure, it was JFK, yes. Three more spins for you, Scott. That's six. Another spin for you, Sharon, gives you two. Michelle, you get another spin there, puts you at two. Which U.S. state is the only one to border the Atlantic Ocean on one side and the Gulf of Mexico on the other side? Michelle.
Florida.
Is that Florida, South Carolina, or Alabama? Scott?
Florida.
Sharon?
Florida.
Yes, indeed, it is Florida. Scott, a spin for you puts you at seven. Spin for Sharon gives you three. And Michelle, you pick up three spins there, gives you five. Time for a whammy flashback here, friends. Was it the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s? In which decade did the Concorde make its first commercial flight and Wheel of Fortune make its television debut? Oh, buzzer beat you there. I'll give it to you in multiple choice form. Was it the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s? Scott?
I believe it was the 70s.
Sharon?
70s.
Michelle?
60s.
It was the 70s.
Ooh.
It was the 70s. Scott, you get another spin there. You're at 8. Sharon, a spin for you gives you 4. Michelle stays right there at 5. Up to that point, you've pretty much all been in agreement up there. I like the teamwork. All right. Final question here. Let's see if you can pick up some more spins before we head into the final round. With her 1999 nomination for Best Actress, Meryl Streep has 12 acting nominations for an Oscar statuette. What other actress shares this number of nominations? Scott.
I'll say Katharine Hepburn.
Is it Katharine Hepburn, Betty Davis, or Marilyn Monroe? Sharon?
Betty Davis.
Michelle?
Betty Davis.
It was Katharine Hepburn. Yes. Scott, you get 3 spins there. Brings you up to 11. Can't do much better than that. Sharon, you stay at 4. And Michelle, you will wrap up this question round with 5 spins. And when we come back from this short break, we will take all those spins to the big board and hopefully turn them into some big bucks. Don't you go away.
Up, we'll receive an Argus Internet Ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back. Here we are at the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Players, this is where it starts to get kind of good. Up there on the board, you will see over $100,000 in cash prizes. And like always, some whammies up there. Be careful. Hit a whammy, they're going to grab all your cash. Hit 4 of them, they're going to knock you out of this game. That's what we don't want. Now, Sharon, you need to be careful. Scott, you need to be careful. You each have a whammy. As if that weren't enough for you, the big board now features double whammies. Land on a double whammy, they will not only take all your money, they're going to come out here and mess with you a little bit. Now, this final round, there is some more strategy because here, you can pass your remaining spins to the player that's in the lead, hoping that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take every spin that has been passed to him. Remember, only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game, this round, will get to take home the cash and prizes that they've earned up to that point, all right? All right. Well, Michelle, you will have the advantage of going last in this round. You were in first place with $3,519. Scott, Sharon, each tied with $0. Sharon, you have the fewest spins with 4, so you will be going first here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's put the board in motion for you. Good luck.
I want big bucks, no whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Stop it. Move one space to a trip to Hawaii, $700 in a spin or $1,100. What would you like? You got it. $700 and another spin for you.
All
those
right,
are some nice choices.
Let's go.
$700 now, second place, still 4 spins. Press your luck or pass, Sharon.
Press my luck. All right, I want big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop, and a sofa. That's worth $1,249 for you, Sharon. I like the way you roll your sleeves up there, getting down to business. All right. Still in second place, $1,949. 3 spins. Press your luck or pass?
I want to press my luck. Okay, let's go. Big bucks. I need big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop and a double whammy. Zero you go. You're covered in snow, but you still have 2 spins. Shall we see what you can do here with those? You want to press your luck? Yes, he does. All right, rolling up the sleeves. Here we go.
No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks.
Stop. And a hammock worth $790, Sharon.
Okay.
1 spin to go. What would you like to do with that spin?
I'm going to press my luck. All right, let's go. I need big bucks, no whammies.
And a VCR and video collection, which is worth $525. Sharon, that brings you to a total of $1,315, second place for now, and brings us over to Scott. Scott, there was something spooky going on with that board the first time you took a spin. You got a whammy there right out of the gate, but now you have 11 spins, which is pretty admirable, my friend. You ready to press your luck with the board in motion?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's go. Big bucks, no whammy. Stop
at $2,000 or lose the whammy.
$2,000.
You got it.
Please.
$2,000. Put you in second place. 10 spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck, please. Press my luck. Stop.
Stop at $1,750. 9 spins to go, Scott.
Let's go. Long way to go. No whammies, big bucks. Stop.
Stop and a double whammy. Scott, for about 15 seconds there, you were in first place of the game. That's your second whammy. You still have eight spins. This board is starting to look a little haunted, but that's how you like things, they tell me, right? You're ready to face it head on.
Yes,
here.
I'm going back.
Let's
to press
go.
My
eight
luck.
Spins. Here, let's see what he can do.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks and no whammies. It's time. Stop.
Stop at $1,000 or spin again.
$1,000.
You got the cash.
$1,000. And let's
third
press
place,
my luck.
Seven spins to go. Pressing
first
his
place.
Luck. Here we go.
Going for first place. First place. Ready and stop.
Stop at $1,500.
All right.
$2,500 back in second place. Scott, six spins.
Six spins, I'll go. Press my luck. Here we go. Big bucks this time. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at a turbo whammy.
One non-fat double tall sugar free latte with extra foam. An absolutely no go.
Scott, your third whammy in the game. I tell you what, we'll take a little commercial break. Come back. Stay with the tie there. I like that. Come back, see what you want to do with the five spins you still have. Will he press his luck or will he pass? Find out after these words. Welcome back to Scott versus the Ghosts of Whammy here, Scott. Three whammies, $0, five spins to go. You started with 11 spins, but you've been racking up some big money. Unfortunately, the whammies have been coming out here and taking it right away from you. What do you want to do with the five spins that we have here, Scott?
Well, I am going to press my luck.
All right, let's see what happens now.
That's my family credo, pressing our luck. Let's go. Big bucks, come on now. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,200. Okay. All right, Scott, third place, $1,200, four spins to go. Remember, one more whammy and you're out of the game. So, do you want to pass those down to Michelle or you want to press your luck further?
Third place, I got to go. Got to go for it. Okay. Big bucks, come on, big bucks, one time. Big bucks and stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
$5,000 and a spin for Scott. $6,200 puts you in first place, Scott. Four spins. What would you like to do? The spins come down to you, Michelle. We have yet to see you in this round. You have $3,519. That's good for second place right now. Four spins you have to take. Here comes the first one now.
Big bucks. I don't want any whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. And a trip to Cabo San Lucas. Worth $3,745 puts you in first place, Michelle. Three more spins to go. Here comes the next one.
Okay, no whammies. No whammies. And stop.
Stop and a double whammy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Boy, those whammies are out in full force today. Michelle, we're going to take the spins that were in your past column, move them up to your earned column. You have $0, seven spins to work with here. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass?
I'm definitely going to press my luck on this. Big bucks! Big bucks! Stop!
Stop at a double whammy.
The money's got to be around here somewhere.
This is getting just nasty, isn't it, Michelle? Two double whammies in a row.
I know.
Six spins to go, $0. What's it going to be? Press your luck or pass them over here to Scott?
Luck.
All right, back to the big board.
Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $1,750. You just moved into second place. If you pass those to Scott, he will have to take all five of them. Michelle, what would you like to do?
I'm going
to
press my luck. Big bucks.
Stop at a portable DVD player worth $1,699. Michelle, $3,449 for you. You trail Scott by $2,751. Press your luck or pass with those four spins.
I gotta press my luck.
All right.
Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $1,400. New total $4,849. Three spins to go, Michelle. Press your luck or pass. And a gold bracelet worth $500 brings you up to $5,349. Two spins to go, Michelle.
I'm gonna press. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at get a personal Woo-hoo! Chef and private waiter for an
that.
Entire evening. That is worth $1,050. Michelle, that puts you in first place, $6,399. One spin. If you pass it, Scott will have to take it. If he whammies, you will be the winner. If you press your luck and you avoid the whammy, you will be the winner. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
Here she goes. Scott, you are our winner with $6,200. Wow. Ladies, hope you had a good time. Sorry about that last whammy. They were out for blood today. Very nice meeting you, Sharon. Thank you for stopping by. And Scott, how about it? $6,200 in cold hard cash. You can't beat that, folks. Thank you for being here with us. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.